This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast on my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, AM 860 and AM 930. The answer to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody out there working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers, our men and women driving the 18-wheelers and bringing the supplies down into the southwest part of Florida where Hurricane Ian struck the area. Let's not forget either Felix and the mail guys hauling the mail, bulk mail center drivers, and, of course, our suicide jockeys hauling the gas and the diesel around and the jet fuel, too, and our Amazon warehouse people listening to us right now, as well as the drivers out there on the road. Now, don't forget, you can go over to Facebook and go to the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, and you will find us over there. You'll also find us on MeWe, on Parler, on Gab, on Getter. We're on Truth Social. We're on Twitter, and it's all Captain's America. All you got to do is type in two words. So I'll make them into one, Captain's America, and you got it. Now, the website for the show is the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And joining us right now, the professor of politics himself, Kyle Warren. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
It's time to say the pledge for the second time. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance.
To the flag.
Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands.
And to the republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And of course, we underline and put emphasis on those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Now, Kyle, you had something you wanted to say, so have at it.
Well, that's right. We did see this story earlier, Captain. It's a very, very tragic story today. A teacher and a student were killed in a shooting at a St. Louis high school. Police actually took down the gunman as well. He was a former student, came into what is known as the Central Visual and Performing Arts High School in St. Louis, and began to open fire. One girl was actually in the gunman's sights. His gun apparently jammed, and she was able to run to safety. We don't have any other real motive yet for this shooting. We don't know where this person got the gun. However, of course, right now in St. Louis, they're conducting the investigation. A very, very sad story indeed. Once again, a school shooting.
Well, somehow or another, he got himself caught up in the safety door coming in.
Right.
And I guess that delayed it long enough, just long enough to get the cops there, and they were pretty much on scene before he was able to do a lot more damage.
Exactly right. And, of course, it brings up this notion, too, of the SROs in schools and so forth, or being able to have armed guards. More and more schools, Captain, I know, are going to having, constant security at their school for just that reason.
Now, Nancy Pelosi yesterday, who was obviously sitting on her brain, made the following comment. You ready?
Okay. Yeah.
The fight is not about inflation. It's about the cost of living.
Well, yeah, that's, I guess, maybe.
What on earth, Nancy, don't you understand?
Well, maybe they feel like the term inflation, they probably focus group this, the term inflation is, negative in that sense. So they don't want you to think that inflation is that they're causing it or it's really there. They can't do anything about inflation, but they could probably do something about the cost of living. You know, who knows? I think it's probably just that weird.
Yeah, well, it is that weird, but that's Nancy for you, right?
Right. Well, of course. Well, they're desperate at getting any kind of, because the language to them is very important. The wordsmithing is incredibly important to them.
Now, Senator Cruz was on The View, and he said that hardcore partisans in the FBI and DOJ view themselves as jackbooted thugs for the DNC. That's quite a term.
Well, right, and of course what he's referring to is this notion that you have some rogue elements that are more than happy to try to take an institution that's there for the good of all Americans, no matter where they're from or what they look like or anything like that. Justice needs to be blind, and they're able to use it for political purposes. That's something that will erode the confidence the public has in these institutions and cause more and more problems like we've seen in the past. Absolutely.
That's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, and it's really concerning because, like, especially when we've heard from some of these FBI agents and so forth, or those involved with the Russia thing and so forth, it's almost as if, well, they kind of think this is just normal. This is just what we're doing now.
Yeah, I suppose. All right. Now, you know, we're getting ready. Let's see here. Yep, we are. We're getting ready to take a break. And folks, you'll be coming back from the break more with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. And don't forget, this program is all about we the people. And if you want to give us a call, you certainly can do that, 877-969-8600. That's 877-969-8600. We're going to go to break.
I'm a police officer. I have been for 32 years.
Okay.
The case in Atlanta, the officer follows protocol. If someone takes my taser and they turn it on, they have the ability to get my gun.
That's right.
Get my patrol car, which has got an AR-15 in the shop.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker, or whether you're a school teacher, or whether you're a scientist, or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy-to-take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
To hear tomorrow's news tonight and breaking news as it happens by retired New York Fire Rescue and World Trade Center survivor Captain Matt Bruce on the Captain's America Third Watch, nightly between 2 and 6 Eastern. Always American, always conservative. God bless America.
Yeah, betcha. And we will be having lunch today over at Mission Barbecue from 11:30 to 1:30. Jeff will be one of the people there, so stop on by and meet Jeff from Sarasota. You'll get to meet the voice that just made that little liner for us right there. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by Relief Factor. Relief Factor is a product that I've taken religiously for the past 8 years. I start my day with it every day, and I take it when I get up, whatever time I get up, to get it in my system, which it's already in my system because I put it in yesterday. And it helps. It helps. If you've got inflammation, if you've got pain, if you've got swelling, it definitely helps you with whatever those problems might happen to be. Now, the reason it does that is because of what's in it. Turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3. And a combination of those ingredients helps to support the body's natural response to inflammation. It will lower or eliminate pain by going right straight to the source of the problem. And it'll help with the swelling, too. Now, it's 100% drug-free, 100% botanical and fish oil product made from a clinically developed formula that supports the regularization of key enzymes and proteins. Just go over to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain, and give it a try and see what it does for you. And if it does for you what it's done for tens of thousands of other people, then you're in like Flynn. And by the way, I'm going to have probably a couple of packs with me today of the samples over there at Mission Barbecue. So if you want to see it, if you want to try it, I'll have it there. That'll be the 1995 size packet. Now, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Easy for me to say.
Right.
Now, listen, our buddy Senator John Kennedy, who I really love, Republican from Louisiana, said, and I'm going to try to do it the way he would do this, vote. If dead people can do it, so can you. Oh, boy.
Well, exactly right. Well, see, that's actually part of the equation, isn't it, Captain?
Yeah.
If there's dead people voting, so to speak, and you've got to go out to the polls and vote, you have to overwhelm any of the attempted fraud that happens in every election. There's always going to be fraud in each election. There's
right.
no doubt about that. But when we see this red wave coming, and some would call it could also be a red tsunami, number one, don't get complacent. Doesn't mean you don't have to go out and vote. In fact, you want to make sure you go out and vote. But when we see something like this happening, hopefully it's enough to overwhelm any kind of, shall we say, nefarious activity.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, we know that we've got a surge going on right now, don't we, for the Republicans?
Right.
Well, the Latinos and the Polish people and the Italians and the Greeks and whoever else is surging is just absolutely waking up to the fact that the Democrats are not the answer to their problems. They are the people that, in fact, created their problem. Now, Ron DeSantis here in Florida could be a record setter when it comes to being elected because he could become the first Republican candidate for governor to win in Miami-Dade County in 20 years.
That would really be significant. And you know, Captain, what I think is happening here, again, the best part of America, of course, is the not only the American dream, but the ideas that America embodies. And these ideas, they traverse across the different racial or ethnic lines. Now, most of the Democrat Party elite, not talking about rank and file, but talking about Democrat Party elite, they're more than happy to try to racialize everything. This is exactly what Tulsi Gabbard was talking about, by the way,
yeah.
She left the Democrat Party. But everything has to be some kind of racial conflict, and they believe that it's in their best interest to continue to foment that. But the ideas, especially the ideas Governor DeSantis is talking about, or the ideas that the GOP is talking about, that's what's uniting people. And that is what is giving the Democrats, I think, this really making them quake in their boots, Captain, because their message of division and hatred really is not working all that much. And that's a good thing because America is so much better than that.
Now, Bernie Sanders is a pretty sharp individual for a man his age, right?
Sure, absolutely.
Well, Bernie said it's hard to say whether or not a recession is coming. Yeah, right. Sure, Bernie, sure.
Well, you did John Kennedy. I can do...
I know you can.
It's hard to say if a recession is coming or not. You know, and... but I'll tell you, you know, wait a minute. I thought, don't we... This is the definition of a recession. We've had the two quarters, consecutive quarters of negative growth. If this was a Republican president, they'd be saying, we're in a recession, and we've got to get rid of the GOP, and you've got to elect Democrats, so we can get out of the recession that we're in.
Well, the Democrats are already blaming the Republicans for the recession and for all the stuff that's going on. When they're the ones that are in power, they're the ones that started it, they're the ones that caused it, they're the ones that passed that stupid Inflation Reduction Act or whatever the hell it was that we heard about yesterday, mentioned that, well, it was Charlie Crist, that's right. Charlie Crist says, well, the Inflation Reduction Act gave us the Sanibel Island Bridge. That was in there, and look how we got the bridge finished so much. Bull crap.
Bull crap. Well, was it the White House? I think the other day, it was either Biden or through the spokesperson there, saying that there was a chance that there could be a very slight a recession next year.
Yeah.
Or something, you know, words to that effect. And it's like, come on, man, we don't buy any of that stuff.
No, we don't. Now, I want to go back here real quick and backtrack a little bit because, according to recent polls, the predicted red wave has turned into a potential tsunami. Republicans have regained support following a brief decline after the overturn of Roe v. Wade. And one poll indicates that Republicans have gained lead amongst independent voters and even considering the polls usually underestimate Republican performance, right now it's hard to say. The numbers are really starting to add up here.
Well, they really are, and there has been, of course, since the Supreme Court decision on Roe v. Wade, sending it back to the states for consideration there, that happened at a time far enough away from the midterms where I think its effect has stalled.
Now, I want you to hear something here, because Republicans have an 80% chance of winning the House in November, a 17% increase from last month. That's because women, minorities, and veterans comprise 70% of Republican challengers for the most vulnerable Democratic seats, and they're doing very well.
Well, that's right. Again, because it's about ideas. It's not about skin color. Any of that's nonsense. And I guess Nancy Pelosi was wrong when she said the other day, Captain, that the Democrats are going to hold the House. Really? So maybe you could buy the Brooklyn Bridge or something at that point, too. She might sell it to you.
And Americans are the most concerned right now, and all the polls show it, about rising inflation, with polls showing that Americans trust the Republicans more when dealing with the economy than they do the Democrats, who had previously attempted to make abortion their key issue. Now that's backfiring, and they're trying to find another issue quick, because they're about ready to go into the deep blue sea with the boat anchor tied around their neck.
Well, right. This is another reason why more than once we know that Joe Biden has said electing Republicans will make inflation worse. So they're trying to track with that, but it falls flat. There's just no it doesn't ring true to any voter, Republican or Democrat.
Now, we have a candidate in Wisconsin. We'll make this real quick. You've got about 30 seconds. Her name is Mandela Barnes. She's not your father's Democrat. Neither is John Fetterman. And this Barnes woman said that Ayatollah Ali Khamenei was one of her all-time heroes.
Wow. Yeah. How do you respond to something like that? Oh,
well, you respond to something like that by not electing her.
No kidding. Well, it's interesting, the boldness to say such a thing that would obviously be so wrong-headed. Yeah.
Yep. Okay, the music is going to start here in just a second, and we are going to be bailing out here in just a second because we got to take our little break and do what we got to do because of the fact that it is what it is here. It's the Captain's America Third Watch, and we will be right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. And don't go anywhere because you got more coming. And today is Tuesday. And what does that mean? Well, it just might mean what's coming up here right now.
Hi, folks. It's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain. And barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marusso reporting. Climate change activists in Germany threw mashed potatoes on the Claude Monet painting valued at $110 million. The act came 9 days after activists poured tomato soup on Vincent van Gogh's sunflowers, estimated to be worth $84 million. Voter interest in the midterm election is higher than ever. An NBC News survey asked voters to rate their interest level in the midterms on a 0 to 10 point scale. More than 60% said their interest was at a 10. Gas prices are staying relatively steady from the weekend as the work week gets underway. AAA puts today's nationwide average at $3.79 a gallon, which is down nearly a dime from a week ago. And a White House official says President Biden will get his updated COVID-19 booster shot on Tuesday. Biden is also expected to deliver remarks on the pandemic and highlight his administration's efforts to get Americans boosted. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Was founded so that a trained veteran healthcare staff can help veterans with drug and alcohol addictions. Our track record of success with veterans is based upon the bond that vets have with vets. Once your time with us is up, your chance of relapse is greatly diminished due to our concept of recovery through common ground. Alcohol, drugs, military sexual abuse, post-traumatic stress are all treated under the guidance of skilled doctors who served our country just like you. Call them at 888-VET-NOW-2 or visit the website HeroesMile.com and tell them the captain said. Yeah, you betcha. Tell them the captain sent you, and I'll tell you why. Heroes Mile, the website heroesmile.com. Go over there and check it out. And if you're having any type of problems like what you'll see listed there on Heroes Mile, it's not just about PTSD. It's not just about maybe you got some other problems that are bothering you. It could be maybe you got a marriage issue, or maybe you got something going on with your money, your financial, whatever the situation might be. There are people there, fellow veterans and fellow first responders, because they take care of both ends of the spectrum there. There are people there that can help you, that will work with you. And I mean they will work with you. So if you're having problems and you're struggling and you need a little bit of advice, or you just want to talk to somebody, the number is 888-VET-NOW, the number 2. That's 888-VET-NOW, the number 2. And the website is heroesmile.com, heroesmile.com. Go over there, check it out. I'm telling you right now, you're going to be glad you did. They're great people, and they're there for you when you need the help. Okay, back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Okay, let's finish up what we got here. According to recent polls, the predicted red wave has turned into what we call the tsunami a few minutes ago. And Republicans have regained the support following the brief decline after the overturn of Roe v. Wade. Remember that?
Of course, yes.
And one poll indicates that the Republicans gained a lead amongst independent voters, even considering the polls usually underestimate the Republican performance. Now, we not only are looking at taking back the House by a significant number, we're looking at taking back the Senate. And it looks like as if the Senate could be 5 seats, 6 seats, 7 seats, something along that line. And it looks like as if the House could be somewhere in the 50 to 60 seat range. And that's where we're at right now, based on all the information that's out there that we can see.
Well, I guess the relevant question here, Captain, is will the Democrat Party elite go gently into that good night after a red tsunami, or
nope.
Are they going to contest those elections
yep.
and just really make everything miserable living you-know-what?
If you think Stacey Abrams, when she gets her butt handed to her, is going to go quietly into the night, then I got a bridge I want to sell you that runs through Cleveland, Ohio, that was built in Russia that still stands today 600 years later.
Right. Well, the Democrat Party elite will become the biggest election deniers in all of human history. They won't understand it. They won't accept it, I'm afraid to say. But at the same time, though, Captain, they have done this to themselves. They really had the opportunity to try to at least perpetuate some of the policies that were really working for people economically with jobs and the economy, and they might have been able to sell some more of their politics or their other ideology, right?
Snake oil.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, exactly. because what I found is that they always do better when economic times are good, because they're able to say, look, you know, we need to do this differently now and this kind of stuff. But people feel good and they say, you know, they're sometimes more receptive to that. But they've made everything so harsh and so bad throughout the economy with inflation. Yes, there's that word again, inflation.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just cost of living. It is, in fact, inflation. And they've done this, and they've set up this whole thing. But watch out. I do think they're not going to go quietly, as we said.
Well, as of yesterday, we know that 7.3 million votes, early ballots, and absentee ballots have already been cast. 7.3 million votes.
That's true. That's really true. Now, of course, it used to be that you'd be coming up to election day and you have make the final pushes and you have a chance to make your case. But I think a lot of people who did the early voting are already decided they probably weren't going to have their minds changed per se. But I think the voters that are tuning in here as it really becomes a critical mass, you know, the election day is right around the corner, that could make the difference there.
Now, the Saudi Arabian Crown Prince yesterday was reported to be mocking Joe Biden in private, questioning his mental acuity. Isn't that nice?
Well, right. Well, I would simply say that this is the one of the that we know about. Can you imagine what's being said in Beijing? Can you imagine what's being said in Moscow? Can you imagine what's being said at NATO? You know, this isn't funny. This is a real serious thing. And certainly, you know, we don't want anybody to come against or make fun of or go against the American president, no matter what party they're from. But because of the importance of our place in the world and what we're trying to accomplish and all the different things that could go off the rails any moment. But it can't be hidden. It can't. I mean, so, of course, they're talking about this stuff.
Mm-hmm. Now, we have a situation going on down here in Florida where we're going to have a new president of the University of Florida, namely Senator Sass from South Dakota. We heard yesterday that the University of Florida is going to ban protesters from the Sass nomination vote, so there'll be nobody around to protest.
Interesting. Very interesting indeed. Well, yeah, I guess he was getting out of Dodge, I guess, and going somewhere different.
Well, he's getting out of South Dakota and coming to Florida. Who wouldn't?
Yeah.
It snows in South Dakota.
No kidding. Of course it does. Yeah.
Yeah, and don't forget, you know, Joe Biden claims that the student loan debt plan passed by a vote or two.
Well, exactly. And, you know, they're trying to frame that as a Robin Hood kind of a thing. But, of course, there was no vote. He lied. Yeah, he declared
it. He falsely claimed Congress passed a bill that they didn't pass.
Right. Now, let's say, Captain, that if President George W. Bush or President Trump or any other Republican president
did
something that was, yeah, and they were, because it's clearly outside the authority of the executive branch, imagine what the Democrats and the media would be doing.
Well, yeah. By the way, Biden has lost again because an Israeli court has tossed a natural gas deal with a Biden link attached to it.
Oh, very interesting indeed. You know, well, I guess not so much for the big guy then, I guess.
No, the big guy's not going to make any money on that. And Joe Biden says that the GOP is offering the mega MAGA trickle-down economics. Well, that worked pretty good when I was around.
Well, right. This goes back to the Reagan era. This is what he said at the DNC, his DNC appearance, right? Because now we're just stringing words together acronyms or mega, mega trickle-down economics. You know, I guess it sounds much worse.
Let me tell you what happened to a whole bunch of us that were in public service at that time, firefighters, police, and whatnot. We got a bunch of pay raises, and we got a bunch of promotions, and people started to get recognized. I wound up with a flight car at that time because that's one of the things they gave me along with the pay raise. The other thing was my money went up, my pension went up, the whole nine yards, you know, all of that under Ronald Reagan. So when we had the trickle-down economics, it worked really good. Now, under Donald Trump, things were going along pretty good, too, for everybody.
Well, that's right. And, of course, the idea of mega, mega, triple, trickle-down economics is another code phrase for class warfare. It's like talking about Wall Street fat cats or stuff like that. What it does, of course, it's designed to make you mad that somebody else has been successful. And because they were successful, it's a zero-sum game, and you can't be successful. But the American dream belies that, Captain. The American dream says you can be successful through hard work and dedication. That's what America's about.
That's right. And speaking of hard work and dedication, we got to take another break, and we're going to be coming back with a second report here, the Truckers Highway Bible Report, and we're going to tell you where the snow is and where the sleet is and all that nice, neat stuff. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
Hi, folks. It's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and, of course, great food.
Do you have brain fog or loss of short-term memory? Do you suffer from symptoms of hypothyroidism or adrenal fatigue? Do you have deformative joint disease or candida overgrowth? All of these symptoms are associated with mercury toxicity. Most of the mercury toxicity comes from having had gray or silver-looking dental fillings. It does not matter how old the mercury filling is, it still off-gases 1,000 times more mercury than the EPA considers safe for human exposure. Just replacing your mercury fillings with non-toxic material is only the first step. Unless you apply an effective detoxification protocol, then your body is still poisoned with mercury for the rest of your life. Green Metal Way supplies the precursor to making glutathione. Glutathione is the number one mechanism for removing mercury and other toxins from the body. Order Green Metal Way and get my free report, Mercury Detoxification That Works. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VINYL-90.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Be sure to tune in 2:45 and 3:45 Eastern Time every morning for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report with Captain Matt Bruce and Kyle Warren, the Professor of Politics, as they keep you up to date with the weather conditions in the lower 48, live on the Captain's America Third Watch.
A little Bachman Turner Overdrive, Let It Ride, and we haven't played that in a little while there, Mr. Kyle.
Yeah, that's right. We haven't heard that particular BTO track for quite some time, but it's a cool one.
Oh, yeah. Now, before I give it to you, I want to mention to everybody that's out there on I-20 or I-10 or I-35, especially coming out of the Laredo area. You get up there around San Antonio, all right? There is a severe thunderstorm warning, and there are tornado watches in the area there now. So be careful. And to the west of San Antonio and to the west of I-35 coming up towards Dallas-Fort Worth area, you've got a line of severe thunderstorms that's been working its way across slowly. Right now, the severe weather that we see with the possible tornadoes in and the tornado watch is right over to just the outside fringe of Houston, Texas. So be advised, that's I-10 up to I-20, I-35 north-south. You got some problems in there, maybe. All right, Kyle, take it away.
Thank you, Captain. We got a quick trip around here with just a little bit of rain and sleet and some snow to tell you about on the active radar map right now in Montana along I-90. If you're near Missoula and Bonner, you've definitely got sleet coming across the interstate there. Also, coming out of Idaho, if you're heading towards Superior, you've definitely got rain and sleet coming across the interstate as well. Stevensville getting some sleet and rain right now. This is down U.S. Highway 93. There's a lot of snow west of Stevensville and Hamilton that looks like it's moving that way right now. Also, Idaho Falls has lots of rain. There's snow just east of Idaho Falls. And then also Twin Falls also experiencing rain right now down there on I-84. We continue to see, of course, the winter weather advisories up in the Montana area, mostly the Missoula area over into northern Idaho. Also, just north of Seattle, we do have a flash flood watch that's going on there right now, and that's actually now, since last hour, Captain, coming across I-90 near North Bend, so you want to be aware of that. Also, of course, we've got some freeze warnings in Colorado in the southeast quadrant, I should say, Cheyenne, Wyoming, high winds, and then also freeze warning coming out of Utah as you head towards Grand Junction on I-70. And rounding it out, Captain, I think Richard the Marine tonight has some fog on his vantage point on the west coast of Oregon.
Okay. We do have some snow in the panhandle of Oklahoma right now, and Amarillo, Texas, eastbound right now over towards about 50 or 60 miles into Oklahoma. We've got a mixture of rain, sleet, and snow through that area. Temperatures in the 30s. It goes on down to Lubbock and goes down a little bit further, if you will, right along the Texas-New Mexico line, and then carries over into New Mexico. But again, coming down to the unsettled weather, and this is going to be moving to the east today, so the unsettled weather is going to be the thunderstorms and the tornado watches and warnings, and there could be some tornadoes skipping around, especially along I-10 to I-20 right there in that range, so be careful. We do have a gale warning along the water, all the way from the Mexico border with Texas, down there, Harlingen, Brownsville, and all the way around here to New Orleans right now, for sure. So be careful there. Not a day to be just hopping into a little boat and going, I'm going bass fishing. I don't think so. So be careful. But now moving up into the central part of the Mid-South here, we're up the northern part of Alabama, and the central part of Tennessee, and the central and a little bit to the west of center in Kentucky. You've got some weather up there that's going to, again, be changing as daylight comes around. There'll be some rain. There'll be some thunderstorms. There could be some flooding in all of that. Could even be some really severe weather. So be advised and stay on your toes. And, of course, with everything else that we got going on here weather-wise, it's one of those nights where you want to make sure that if you're going up north, up into the northwest, in particular Coeur d'Alene, or anywhere up into Idaho or Montana, or going out through Colorado, you got to have your fuel right because the temperatures are down and you got some winter weather up there as well. All right, Kyle, tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And, of course, the Truckers Highway and Bible Report, always brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J.
That's right. You can find them at PilotFlyingJ.com.
All right. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good, Captain.
All right. Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and we appreciate him. And right now we are going to jump over and pick up Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning to you. Hello, Denise.
Good morning.
There you are. Okay, I hear you now. I didn't hear you before. But...
Oh, I'm here.
All right, well, I'm here too. I never go anywhere. I just stay right here on the radio. But anyway, we got to talk about what happened to Marco Rubio's volunteer that he had. My God, you talk about a bunch of fools. Did they make any arrests in this attack to this guy? Who, by the way, has had
his... I have not.
Go ahead.
I have not seen any arrests.
Okay, because he had...
Seriously.
He had his face caved in.
Yeah, go ahead.
He had his face caved in.
Yeah, well, he's going to have reconstructive surgery.
Right.
For sure.
Yep.
But he apparently was wearing a... Rubio t-shirt and a
Trump hat.
Yes, a MAGA hat. And they said you weren't allowed in the neighborhood and just beat the beat the crap out of them.
Yep.
And typically, this is not an area that has that kind of nonsense that goes on.
No,
so,
it was in Hialeah of all places.
And here's what's pretty fascinating is that, you know, we have these words coming out of this White House, how terrible the Republicans are.
Yeah.
And they kind of go on and on and on.
Yes.
The divisive words coming out of the are bad and affect people out in the real world. There you go. They do.
Well, unfortunately, we have got some really hard feelings out there, and again, I'm rather surprised that the Cubans in Hialeah would do something like this. And by the way, this young man was also Cuban, but I guess they just lost their mind or something. But I hope they catch the people, and I hope they throw the full weight of the law against them. So, hold that thought. Brooks, for coming back with more. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Don't go anywhere. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood, and we will be right back.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.